Hello, hello, my beautiful friend. I got the urge to talk to you, and so I turned on my recorder. This happened last week too. I was just out walking. It's a beautiful sunny day here in San Francisco, and I don't know. I guess what happened was, and I don't know if this happens for you too, but I was musing about something. And it's actually related to what we were talking about. A little bit related. Gosh, I can't actually remember what I talked to you about last week. But I know I talked to you about this either last week or the week before, which was those moments of connection that we have to people, you know, in daily life. Hi, good morning. And so I was thinking some more about what happened for me when I was on my trip. When I was traveling, every interaction was memorable. And, well, maybe not every interaction. That sounds a little, that would be kind of overwhelming, probably stimulus if every interaction with people. But For example, if I were in a store buying something, let's say I was buying a souvenir from my mom. I was buying her some colorful socks because she loves socks. And instead of it just being like I'm in a store buying these socks, there was something that clicked in where I actually saw the person selling me socks, right? I actually saw them not as a person selling me socks, but as someone who has a whole life, who has dreams, who has hopes, who disappointments, deaths, new babies, right? Things that make them happy, things they were looking forward to that day after they sold people socks, right? Like, and I think this is really important. No, I know it's really important. And I'm wondering, as you're listening to this, this is what my big question is, do you see this as important to you too? Do you kind of think, wow, I wonder, you know, what would my life be like if I expanded the container of love? So if my life, I mean, I think that this is something for a lot of people, probably not you because you're here, you know, you're someone who is interested in being more alive and feeling more love and being more connected to people and having more celebration in your life. So I'm guessing this isn't you, but I think for a lot of people, look, there's our crow friend, Merrily. For a lot of people, the word love primarily means romantic love, right? I think that's where a lot of people go to instantly. They might think close friends or close family. But I think for the large part, love is limited in the world. I mean, not that love is limited, but our ideas about how to access it are limited. Our beliefs, that's what it is. I think in a big way, our beliefs are limited. And that this is what, there's a lot going on. Hold on one sec. Big trucks going by. That's kind of a nice metaphor, actually. That when I was just talking, I love how life does that. If this were a poem, if we were living in a poem, which we are, that big truck going by would represent how much more there is available to us, right? How much bigger love is than what we may be used to thinking about. And I like that. I like it. You know, I believe this happens almost every time I talk to you, if not every time, where life jumps in the conversation, just like Merrily, my little crow friend, jumps in the conversation. And this is what I was talking to you about last week, I remember, which is the layers, the tapestry of meaning, and how these things can add more and more depth to whatever conversation we're having with ourselves or with others. And so what I want to know is, as you're listening to this, are you aware of a place inside of yourself? Maybe there's some small voice or some sense in your heart or your gut that you would like to feel more. You know, you'd like to connect more, that you would like more of a sense of being able to experience love in new ways, in more ways than perhaps what you've thought is possible. I hope the answer to that is yes, because to me, this is a part of being human, is that it's so easy to just like go on automatic pilot. We all know that, right? Like you get up and you do this, you do that, you do that. Most of us have like sort of a way that we do our lives day after day. There are similarities in so many things. My crow friend is very excited about our conversation. Hi, Merrily. She's really wanting to talk to us. But what if, you know, what if instead of sort of like that kind of going on automatic pilot, that we found a way to be more intentional? And I think this is what happened for me when I was on my vacation, that was a real gift. It wasn't like I set out to explore what that's like to have more love in my days, but because it sort of started to happen, I've now been reflecting. I tell you, she's following me. She always follows. What it's like to have more experiences of these sort of memorable moments, magical moments, moments of connection, touchstones, touch points, whatever. Gosh, I wish I had a name for it. Tell me if you think there's a good name. Maybe touch point, because it feels like a touching of hearts. That sounds a little schmaltzy, but anyway, these touch points where what might normally be a quote-unquote nothing moment, right? Normally, let's say I'm going into Walgreens to buy some shampoo. I might just see that as like, oh, that's an errand I'm running. Yeah, it might not be a part of my tapestry of my life in any meaningful way. But what if it could be? Right? These are our lives, and I think it's easy to forget because we've always been alive as far as we know. Of course we haven't, but in our experience. And we often forget that we're not always going to be alive. It's easy to just think like, okay, that's a moment I'm running into Walgreens, so what? Right? Let me make that moment just about I need shampoo. Or, you know, I'm running into the grocery store because, you know, I got to get stuff for dinner. Well, what if those moments weren't just that, but what if we imbued them with more meaning? And this is what is at the heart of all of this, is these are the moments of our lives. And if you're like me, you were sort of culturally trained to think like, okay, there's the big moments, the weddings, the graduations, the milestone birthdays, the promotions. You know, we're sort of trained that those are the moments to remember. Those are the moments to celebrate. But that's just like, that's so not true. I mean, sure, let's celebrate those and let's commemorate those and let's really be there for those. But what about all the thousands and thousands of moments that aren't those? You know, what about the moments of, you know, this is really funny because I'm pretty sure last week I mentioned to you a television show called This Is Us, and it just flashed in my mind again something about that show that, because I just watched last week I had watched the penultimate episode. Thank you, Lemony Snicket, because I never knew the word penultimate until I was reading my son the Lemony Snicket books, series of unfortunate events. Anyhow, what made me flash on that show, and I'm not spoiling anything, I promise you, if you haven't yet seen it, which, Hi. I love your pants. Hi. So fun. Which is this, that in that show, there was a pointing to the significance of the quote-unquote ordinary moments. And it really touched me because, right, our lives are primarily made up of, and I'm putting it in quotes, ordinary moments. But we can elevate those. On my first book, Simply Celebrate, that I had self-published, the tagline was turning ordinary days into an extraordinary life. And I feel that so strongly that it's like we can turn these quote-unquote ordinary moments into extraordinary moments. And the more that we do that, you know, each one is like a jewel on a necklace. It's like an ornament we hang on the tree, and it becomes just filled. Okay, like what just happened, which you can't see because you're on audio, not video, but I came to a cross street, and we did that. There was a car there. And we did that thing like, you go, no, you go, no, you. And then we just both laughed because, you know, it's kind of funny. Like, both of us wanting to be kind, I project. It's at least because she was all smiley and nice. And that's a little jewel, right? It's a very different experience than coming to the cross street and there's a car there and we don't acknowledge each other, right? Like we kind of just, that transactional moment of either I go or they go, and totally different experience. I'm still moments later feeling the good feeling of that woman in the car and her smile and her funny, you know, our funny interaction. That's what I'm talking to you about. What if we intentionally set out to have more of those experiences? Yes, love your spouse, love your partner, love your romantic person in your life if you have one. Yes, love your kids, love your friends, your close family, your colleagues. But there are billions of people in the world that we could be loving in tiny moments. I use the word love. There's really not another word And I don't even think maybe there should be, because it's that feeling of, I love that woman who stopped her car and waved and smiled, and I love her. We shared a beautiful moment. What if you intentionally set out, and I intentionally set out, because of course I'm always training myself, practicing, what would our lives be like? I know, because I was fortunate enough to experience it when I was traveling through Europe. It was an elevated experience to go into a store and ask someone what they love about their life while they're selling me socks. That is a very different way of being alive than being on autopilot and checking things off a list. And I know, because you're here, because you're listening to this, that there's likely something in here for you. And I'm hoping that you'll try it out. You'll see for yourself. You'll see, you know, what it translates to in your own life. And if I'm lucky, you'll let me know, because I love to hear. I love hearing from you. I love your stories. I love seeing your transformation. I love seeing the ways that you bring yourself into a deeper, deeper place of being alive. Okay, so I've reached my home, and I'm so glad to have had this conversation with you. You inspire me. You help me live a deeper, better, more alive life. I'm grateful, deeply grateful. Bye-bye.